Okay, I'm going to address implied covenants, and I've thought a lot about what the section wanted me to cover here, because I've done implied covenants a lot, and the law isn't moving with new cases every time I come to speak on it, so I'm wondering what is it there is to say. And then I got to thinking about reality. And it's reality that you've heard today from other speakers. And if you were here yesterday, you heard yesterday. The reality is the world is changing. Not the law, not the concepts of the law, certainly not the concepts of implied covenant, but the way it has to be applied today is different than when I was practicing full-time trying lawsuits, and many of you. I can see enough gray hairs. I know there's a lot of people here who still think in terms of vertical wells. We talk about vertical wells when we talk about implied covenants. Almost all of the cases on implied covenants are vertical wells. What difference does that make today? Well, when we talk about the protection requirement to protect from drainage, we think of vertical wells producing from reservoirs that are in pressure communication across the board, where we are talking about radial drainage, and we can figure out pretty easily what we have as a drainage and is something being drained and what should be done, and if we drilled a protection well, how much would it produce, etc. But we're in a different world now. We're in a horizontal world. And as Mark Haven said yesterday when he was talking about the GLO's leases, horizontal wells don't have production from common reservoirs in pressure communication. They don't have radial drainage.